Well, good morning, Audio Boo. It's Adrian at Turbo Stream. So today's one of my travelogue boos. And that rumble that you might be able to hear. It's a train passing overhead. Probably 50 metres above my head. So we're standing by a river. And we're standing by the Forth Rail Bridge. On the Firth of Forth in Scotland. We wanted to come here for quite a few years now. So today I finally managed to achieve that. So we're just on the little beach. Place called South Queens Ferry. Just on a rocky outcrop. And I'm at the southern point of the bridge, where I'm just by the brick stanchions, I suppose you call them. The massive lumps of well, not really brick, they're rock, really, carved rock. Those of you who follow me on Audio Bill know that I do love a good bridge. We've got the Forth Rail Bridge, Forth Road Bridge even, in the background. So I'll be looking at that later on. That looks very similar to the Severn Bridge in Wales. Two big steel pillars and the roadway suspended by massive cables. But to stand here now, the Victorian engineers that have built this, what a massive feat it must have been. I can see the spans of the ironwork on the far shore. There appears to be some kind of battlements on the other bank. It's all in the red matte paint finish. Legend has it that you start at one end, you start painting it, and by the time you get to the other side, it's time to start again. But I think that's a myth. But it does look absolutely magnificent. We've got puffy white clouds. The sun's not out, but it's a lovely day. Lovely day on the Forth. You see lots of container ships on the other bank. Got the lifeboat station. There's a jetty. Yeah, what a fantastic place. Just standing here is just awe-inspiring, really. Amazing what man can do just to get across a stretch of water. Absolutely fantastic. Some maintenance crew, looks like they're going on board the ship. All donned up with the hats and the bright orange clothing. So about to start a shift on some kind of maintenance, where they're building the new Forth Road Bridge. I can see some of the pillars that have gone in. So I guess they're doing that. It's quite warm today as well, so I want to make my way a bit further down the beach, I think, try and get some more photos. So we'll catch you in a minute, I think. So we're just watching a train go over the bridge now, from south to north. Just come round the town a bit. I'm on the edge of the jetty, where the little fishing boats are moored. just soaking up the atmosphere. What you realise is the Forth Rail Bridge is absolutely massive. It's a feat of engineering. The sun's come out again now, it's just lighting up the far end. Almost diamond shaped, the three pillars. It's all three sections, I should say, and each one is a shape of a diamond, with four massive uprights in each one, and those are anchored to four massive stone pillars that sink into the seabed. There's a cantilever mechanism that distributes the weight. It's a fair way off the seabed as well. As soon as you get a tall ship through there, you see the archways. I'm not sure what the span is. Absolutely fantastic. And there's another part of the car, there's a plaque to all the men that died in the construction. It really is a lovely day. It's interesting to see the two different types of construction, probably 100 years apart. There's Victorian engineers had to use lots of bracing and cross beams and to carry the weight, whereas the modern concrete suspension bridge is two very slim vertical pillars. And it's all suspended, and lots of cables. But they're doing the same job, they're both suspended. I mean, the Forth Rail Bridge is a fantastic site in itself. And the footings are going in for the third crossing. I can see them out, there's three footings going in. The middle ones are taller. It's like a half a lighthouse at the moment. It's just a cylindrical concrete structure. And then we've got some hills in the background, and we've got on the other side of the bank, looks like some kind of container port. So looks like there's a ferry there, some kind of, or a small cruise ship. Fantastic place to live, especially on a day like today. Clear blue sky now. It's now 2:40 in the afternoon, and I'm now on the other side of the Forth at North Queens Ferry, and I've got an even better view of the bridge than I had on the other side. You can see whereabouts I was parked. We're just sitting on the harbour wall, and we just heard two trains going over the Forth Rail Bridge. What a fantastic sight. I've probably said that before in the first part of the boom, but I want to say it again because it just is. What a massive feat of engineering. They're not quite 200 years ago. All riveted as well, isn't it? Where you look to the right, there's the concrete and steel. A road bridge from the 1960s. We've just got a couple of people on the beach taking photographs. And the weather's just got even better. The temperature in the car says 17.5, well, I think it's more like 20. It's just a nice breeze. And there's puffy white clouds in the sky. I'm bathing in sunshine at the moment. Absolutely fantastic. So thank you, Scotland, for the nice weather. It could have been so different. We could have had the famous Ha that McColgan talks about in his audio booze. We had the Ha last night. I met up with Paul Freeman, our very own Paul Freeman. That's Ema on audio boo. And we had a thoroughly nice hour or so in the Fairway Hotel, where I also met McColgan earlier on in the evening. The barman thought I was dragging people in off the street to have a pint with them. He thought it was quite bizarre. But coming 2 hours later, he was a different person. So we had a laugh and joke about that. But no, this bridge is something else. It's every bit as impressive up in the flesh as it is in the photographs. So I'll sit here in the sun and admire our forefathers' handiwork. I think we'll end this audio boo in awe of what man can achieve. So once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next audio boo.